The Osgood File, sponsored by Taxmasters. The IRS has stepped up its collections efforts, so now more than ever, you need Taxmasters. This is Dave Ross. In Chicago, Kevin Kalmus lost her job as a production manager last year. Her home's in foreclosure. She had to give up her car, and her unemployment checks run out in December.
I truly, truly don't understand the lack of compassion and empathy. I don't understand where these people come from.
4 million Americans could soon be in her situation, and they want to know what Congress intends to do. But Congress might want to consider what those unemployed Americans intend to do.
I came to Washington to get my bonus.
A trip into history after this from Charlie. Today's lousy economy still doesn't approach the Great Depression, but one of the things we learned back then was that at some point, people run out of patience. They realize the reason they're jobless is not because they're lazy or have made poor decisions, but because the system they trusted tied their shoelaces together while they weren't looking. It happened after World War I, when veterans were promised a salary adjustment for being underpaid during the war. But the payment was delayed, and when the Depression hit, the vets decided they needed the payment now.
At the end of May 1932, nearly 10,000 bonus marchers occupied the nation's capital, and tens of thousands more were on their way.
By day, they lobbied Congress. By night, they lived with their families in a large shantytown where the Anacostia Freeway runs today. Congress was stubborn and refused to grant the money, but the veterans were just as stubborn, and they refused to leave. President Hoover ordered General Douglas MacArthur to force them out.
The orders of the president must be obeyed, and the roaring flames sound the death knell to the fantastic bonus army.
Americans were outraged. Hoover lost the election, and Congress not only ended up giving the vets their money, but went on to pass the GI Bill so this wouldn't happen again. It always takes a crisis, doesn't it? And today, 4 million Americans stand to lose their unemployment as the job creators remain in hibernation. I wonder how patient they'll be. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011.